Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Money Member by Avram Goldhara, and today Mazakh's Baba Kama, Daf Dal, the first parak Arba Avos. The first parak is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Dvorah Smith and is dedicated to our courageous soldiers of Tzahal, the remarkable citizens of Israel, and to all incredible Jewish people. May Kodesh Baruch Hu watch over all of us and grant Israel a complete victory over Hamas and the return of all the hostages safely. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara suggests that Karen, where the animal intends to damage, cannot be derived from Shein, where the damage was unintended. Tosfos explains that Karen is more difficult to watch and the owner is less liable. When the Gemara objects that intentional damage is more of a reason to obligate the owner, it attempts to defend its original premise from the damages inflicted by slaves. Eved va'ama lav afal gav tekvanasin lahazik afil haki patire. A slave and slave woman, is it not so that although their intent is to damage, their master is nonetheless exempt from paying? Rav Ashi responds that there's a unique reason to exempt the master for a slave's damages. Perhaps his master will anger him. And in retaliation, he'll go and ignite the grain stack of the master's friend. And it would emerge that he can obligate his master 100 mana every day. Therefore, the rabbi has exempted a master from a slave's damages. Point number two, Rav concludes that according to Rav, short refers to regal, and mavet refers to shein. The next section of the Mishnah, which says that they cannot be derived from each other, means regel, whose damage is common, is not similar to shein, whose damage is not as common. And shein, where there is physical benefit for the damaging animal from its damage, is not similar to regel, where there's no benefit for the animal in its damage. According to Shmuel, that shor refers to all types of damages of animals, and mava refers to damages of man, the Mishnah means the shor, which pays kofar, meaning it obligates its owner to pay kofar when it kills a person, is not similar to adam, which does not pay kofar when he kills someone. Intentional killing is punishable by death, and unintentional killing incurs galus. And man who pays four additional payments when damaging another person, tsar, which is pain, ripui, healing, shevis, unemployment, and boshas, embarrassment, is not similar to raya shor, she'embo arba dvarim, to the shore which does not have to pay for additional things. And point number three, Rabbi Oshia taught a brisa. Shoshes are avos nezikin. There are 13 avos nezikin. Shomer chinam, vahashoah, nosasach, vahasocher. The unpaid shomer, the borrower, the paid shomer, and the renter. Nezik sar ripui shevis uboshes. Damages themselves, pain, healing expenses, unemployment, and embarrassment, in addition to the four avos listed by the Mishnah. According to Shmuel, that mava of the Mishnah refers to shein. The Mishnah did not list Rabbi Oshia's additional nine avos because it only listed damages inflicted by one's property, not damages inflicted by oneself. According to Rav, that the Mishnah did mention the damages of man with the word mava. This term is intended to include all of Rabbi Oshia's avos. Rabbi Oshia listed the two types of man's damages separately because one's damages to another person have different payments than those done to property. Rabbi Chiya taught a brisa listing 24 avos, which include different penalty payments, thieves, unrecognizable damages, and the 13 listed by Rabbi Oshia. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara suggests that Karen, where the animal intends to damage, cannot be derived from Shein, where the damage was unintended. Tosfos explains that Karen is more difficult to watch, and the owner is less liable. When the Gemara objects that intentional damage is more of a reason to obligate the owner, it attempts to defend its original premise from the damages inflicted by slaves. Eved va'ama lav afal gav tekvanasin lahazik afil haki patire. A slave and slave woman, is it not so that although their intent is to damage, their master is nonetheless exempt from paying? Rav Ashi responds that there's a unique reason to exempt the master for a slave's damages. Perhaps his master will anger him. And in retaliation, he'll go and ignite the grain stack of the master's friend. And it would emerge that he can obligate his master 100 mana every day. Therefore, the rabbi has exempted a master from a slave's damages. Point number two, Rav concludes that according to Rav, short refers to regel, and mavet refers to shein. The next section of the Mishnah, which says that they cannot be derived from each other, means regel, whose damage is common, is not similar to shein, whose damage is not as common. And shein, where there is physical benefit for the damaging animal from its damage, is not similar to regel, where there's no benefit for the animal in its damage. According to Shmuel, that shor refers to all types of damages of animals, and mava refers to damages of man, the Mishnah means the shor, which pays kofar, meaning it obligates its owner to pay kofar when it kills a person, is not similar to adam, which does not pay kofar when he kills someone. Intentional killing is punishable by death, and unintentional killing incurs galus. And man who pays four additional payments when damaging another person, tsar, which is pain, ripui, healing, shevis, unemployment, and boshas, embarrassment, is not simukaraya shor she'embo abur dvarim, to the shor which does not have to pay for additional things. And point number three, Rabbi Oshia taught a brisa. Shoshasar avos nezikin. There are 13 avos nezikin. Shomer chinam, vahashoa, nosasach, vahasocher. The unpaid shomer, the borrower, the paid shomer, and the renter. Nezik sar ripui shevis uboshas. Damages themselves, pain, healing expenses, unemployment, and embarrassment, in addition to the four avos listed by the Mishnah. According to Shmuel, that mava of the Mishnah refers to Shane. The Mishnah did not list Rabbi Oshia's additional nine avos because it only listed damages inflicted by one's property, not damages inflicted by oneself. According to Rav, that the Mishnah did mention the damages of man with the word mava. This term is intended to include all of Rabbi Oshia's avos. Rabbi Oshia listed the two types of man's damages separately because one's damages to another person have different payments than those done to property. Rabbi Chiya taught a brisa listing 24 avos, which include different penalty payments, thieves, unrecognizable damages, and the 13 listed by Rabbi Oshia. All right, so now we go to our siman daf dalet, and our standard siman is a delet, a door. So here goes. The angry Eved who burnt down the neighbor's front door, only to discover his master was not chayv to pay, was forced to take a course on Azikin and learn why Shane is not like Regel and Ashur is not like Adam, and then memorize a list of 24 avos in Azikin. Once again, in slow motion. The angry Eved who burnt down the neighbor's front door, that must be on Dav Dalet, Delet, door. The angry Eved who burnt down the neighbor's front door, only to discover his master was not chayv to pay, which reminds us, Rav Ashi explains that there's a unique reason to exempt a master for a slave's damages. Perhaps the master will anger him, and in retaliation, the Eved will go and ignite the grain stalk of the master's friend, and it would emerge that he can obligate his master 100 mana every day. Therefore, the rabbi has exempted a master from a slave's damages. So the angry Eved who burnt down the neighbor's front door, only to discover his master was not chayv to pay, was forced to take a course on Azikin and learn why Shane is not like Regel and Ashur is not like an Adam, which reminds us the Gemara teaches the relative stringencies of Shane versus Regel and Ashur versus Adam. So the angry Eved who burnt down the neighbor's front door, only to discover his master was not chayv to pay, was forced to take a course on Azikin and learn why Shane is not like Regel and Ashur is not like an Adam, and then memorize a list of 24 of his Azikin, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Rabbi Oshia's list of 13 avos and Rabbi Chiya's list of 24 avos and explains why they weren't included in the Mishnah. So once again, the angry Eved who burnt down the neighbor's front door, only to discover his master was not a chayv to pay, was forced to take a course on Azikin and learn why Shane is not like Regel and Ashur is not like an Adam, and then memorize a list of 24 avos and Azikin. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf pay off. So the siman daf pay off is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa, that must be on daf. Pay off. The grandpa who was in the city when his wife was in Yichud at home with a plumber, which reminds us, Rav said Malkin al Yichud. We administer rabbinical Malkus for Yichud, Bein Ostrin al Yichud, but do not forbid a married woman to her husband based on Yichud. Rav Ashi said that even Malkus are not given to a married woman, lest people think she committed adultery and receive Malkus because the death penalty is not applicable today, and that her children are mamzerim. Rava said, if her husband is in the city, we're not concerned about Yichud since she's afraid that her husband may come at any time. So the grandpa who was in the city when his wife was in Yichud at home with a plumber intended to sin and eat pork, but mistakenly ate lamb, which reminds us, the Bryce explains the Pasuk, Isha hafeiram Hashem yislachla, her husband revoked her nadarim, and Hashem will forgive her, as referring to a woman who violated her nadarim without knowing they were revoked, and it implies she requires forgiveness. Rabbi Kiva would weep when reaching this Pasuk and say, if someone intended to eat pork and lamb's meat came to his hand, meaning he intended to eat non-kosher but mistakenly ate kosher, the Torah says it requires atonement and forgiveness, as evidenced by a woman whose nadarim were revoked, then someone who intended to eat pork and did all the more so. So the grandpa who was in the city when his wife was in Yichud at home with the plumber intended to sin and eat pork, but mistakenly ate lamb while visiting his sister alone in her home, which reminds the Mishnah taught that one may be secluded with his mother or daughter. Rav Asi said, a man may be secluded occasionally with his sister, but may not reside alone with her. But he may reside alone with his mother or daughter because he's not tempted to sin with him. Shmuel said, it's forbidden to be secluded with all arayos in the Torah, even with an animal. Daf pei beis. So the siman daf pei beis is peanut butter. So here goes. The boy whose father taught him the peanut butter business, peanut butter, that must be on daf pei beis. The boy whose father taught him the peanut butter business, since it was a clean an easy trade. Which reminds us, in the final mission of the Masechta, Rav Meir says, "Vom yilamed adam es bino umenos nekiyah v'kala." A person should always teach his son a clean and easy trade, and he should daven to he whom all wealth and possessions belong, for there's no trade that does not include poverty and wealth, because neither poverty nor wealth is a result of a trade, el hakol l'fis chuso. Rather, everything depends on one's merit. So the boy whose father taught him the peanut butter business, since it was a clean and easy trade, who felt bad for his friend whose father worked as a tanner, which reminds us, it was taught, Ashrei mi shero es hora b'umanos ma'ula. Fortune is he who sees his parents in a superior trade. Oilo mi shero es hora b'umanos paguma. And woe is he who sees his parents in an inferior trade. Similarly, the world requires both perfume merchants and tanners. Fortune is he who is a perfume merchant, and woe is he who is a tanner. So the boy whose father taught him the peanut butter business, since it was a clean and easy trade, who felt bad for his friend whose father worked as a tanner, was jealous of the boy whose father put aside every trade in the world and only taught his son Torah, which reminds us, in a bris Rabbi Noroi says, Maniach ani kol umenos shebaolam, I put aside every trade in the world, ve'eini melamed es bini ela Torah, and I only teach my son Torah, because every trade only provides for a person in his youth when he can perform it, but in his old age he's left exposed to hunger. But Torah is not so. Umenos lo adam be'ez yalduso, it stands by a man in his youth, v'onasenos lo achis v'titva be'ez zignuso, and gives him a future and a hope in his old age, because he receives reward for previous study even if he's too sick or old to do so. Dab Beis. So the Simmer Dab Beis is a bais, a house. So here goes. In front of the Nezikin house, that must mean we're in Dab Beis, bais. In front of the Nezikin house, featuring four rooms for the Arba Ovens Nezikin, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that there are Arba Ovens Nezikin, a Shor, a Bor, a Mav, and a Hever, and then identifies which of them have things in common with each other and which do not. So, in front of the Nezikin house, featuring four rooms for the Arba Avos Nezikin, and a list of the toldos of Shabbos and Tuma posted on the front door, which reminds us, from the term Avos, but called the Ekotoldos, it's implied that there are subcategories of damagers which can be derived from the primary damagers. The Gemara asks, Toldosen kiyotz behen or love kiyotz behen? Are the subcategories similar to the law to the primary categories, like the toldos of Shabbos, or not, like the toldos of Tuma? So, in front of the Nezikin house, featuring four rooms for the Arba Avos Nezikin, and a list of the toldos of Shabbos and Tuma posted on the front door, a shor did negif with his horns to another shor, which reminds us. The Gemara lists the toldos of Karen, damage the goring. We have negifa, pushing, neshicha, biting, ravitza, squatting, and beita, kicking. The Gemara asks that just as goring is an av, because the Torah writes, ki yigach, if an ox shall gore, pushing should also be considered an av, since the Torah writes, ki yigof, if an ox shall push. It answers that the word pushing in the pasuk means goring, striking with horns, as evidenced by the Torah switching to the term goring in the same pasuk. The Gemara explains that goring is used regarding a human victim, whereas pushing is used regarding an animal victim. Because a man has muzzle intelligence, it writes goring, because more forceful intent would be required to harm him, as opposed to an animal. Daf Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Gimel is a gemal, a camel. So here goes. Nenezikin camel, that must mean we're in Daf Gimel, gemal. Nenezikin camel that damaged property with its regal, while consuming property with its shame, which reminds us, in a bris it was taught that the word Beshilach, and he sends forth, refers to damages of regal, and the word Ubir, and it consumes, refers to damages of shame. From the fact that one pasuk refers to shein and the other to regal, we derive that shein is obligated even where the damage is not complete, because the pasuk of regal implies even incomplete destruction, and we derive that regal pays even where it was not sent, because the pasuk of shein implies even such damage. So the Nezikin camel that damaged property with its regal, while consuming property with its shein, kicked up some chetzi nezik sroros, which reminds us that after proving that all the totals are identical to the avos, the Gemara concludes that when Rapapa said that some totals are not identical to their av, he was referring to the tolda of regal specifically, but chetzi nezik sroros, the half damage is paid for damage caused by pebbles which shot out from the feet of a walking animal, the Hilchas Gemirla, which is learned from a halacha of Moshe Misinai that it only pays half damages, despite being a told of regal, since it's caused by normal walking. So the Nezikin camel that damaged property with its regal, while consuming property with its chain, kicked up some chetzi nezik sroros, which accidentally hit a mava man while he was busy trying to seek forgiveness, which reminds us, Amoraim dispute the meaning of mava in the Mishnah. Rava says, mava ze adam, mava refers to man who damages, and Shmuel says, mava ze hashein, mava refers to shein. Rav's interpretation is based on the pasuk saying about man, in tva'um vayu, if you seek forgiveness, seek. Rupp holds Tana short of a culminated short, the Tana taught ox as a primary damager, which includes all types of ox damages, Karen, Shane, and Rego, so Mava cannot refer to Shane. Shmuel can respond, Tana Shor Karno Umava Ushino. The Tana taught ox referring to damages done with its horn, and taught Mava referring to damages done with its teeth. Ultimately, Rava will explain that ox refers to Regal, according to Shmuel. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you want if a husband is in the city? We're not concerned about Yichud, that's on Daf. Payoff and Kedushin. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you want about Chatzi Nezek Sforos? That's on Daf. Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we have the question whether Tolo Sen Kiyotzeban or Love Kiyotzeban? That's on Daf. Base. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn about the relative chumras of Shane versus Regal and Shor versus Adam? That's on Daf. Dalet. Good. Number 5. Which stuff does the Mishnah list the Arba Avos Nezikin? That's on Daf. Base. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn a person should always teach his son a clean and easy trade? That's on Daf. Pay base. Good. Number 7. Which stuff we have a list of 13 and 24 Avos Nezikin? That's on Daf. Dalet. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we have Machlokas Rav and Shmuel whether Mavet refers to Adam or Shane? That's on Daf. Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we discuss what we learn having Rego and Shane in the same Pasuk? That's on Daf. Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn the reason why an Adon is not chai for his Evid's damages? That's on Daf. Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ramgothar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.